Saint Therese of Lisieux died just a few years before Elizabeth entered Carmel, and the following extract, written to the same young friend, shows that she had absorbed Therese's teaching and was keen to impart it, while her own spirituality continued to develop independently. Letter 179. Sister Therese of the Child Jesus says that one is consumed by love to the extent that one is surrendered to love. Since we aspire to be victims of his charity, like our Holy Mother, Saint Teresa, we must let ourselves be rooted in the charity of Christ, as Saint Paul says. And how? By always living through all things with him who dwells within us and who is charity. He so thirsts to associate us with all that he is, to transform us into himself. Let us awaken our faith. Let us recall that he is there within and that he wants us to be very faithful. So, when you feel that you are about to lose your patience or say something against charity, bring yourself back to him. Let go of this natural inclination in order to please him. How many acts of self-denial can be offered to him, known to him alone? Let us not waste them. It seems to me that saints are souls who forget themselves all the time, who so lose themselves in him whom they love, without looking at self, without a glance at the creature, that they can say with St. Paul, "It is no longer I who live, it is Jesus Christ who lives in me." Oh, look at him attentively, lean on him, and then bring your soul to him. Tell him that you want only to love him, that you want him to do everything in you because you are too little. It is so good to be God's little child, to let yourself be carried by him all the time, to rest in his love. Let us really ask for this grace of simplicity and abandonment that belonged to Sister Therese of the Child Jesus.